Went through the sixth without a run, but then broke out in the seventh. They're hoping to do so a little bit earlier today. But all of a sudden, we're in the fourth inning, and Ball State, again, still looking for its first hit. Middle Tennessee has three of them. They've threatened in the first three innings, but have not put anything across the plate. So from the Cardinals' standpoint, while Middle Tennessee has played a better first three innings, it hasn't mattered. Swing and a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit from Sean Godfrey. And the Cardinals have their first hit of the day as center fielder Stevens ranges to his right and tosses the ball back into the infield. So Godfrey, a hard single up the middle. He's at first base, and Cody Campbell coming up. Cody Campbell on the season, he does not have a hit when Godfrey doesn't have a hit in front of him. He has two hits on the season, a double and a single, and both came right after Godfrey doubles yesterday. Godfrey singles today. Let's see if Cody can keep that streak alive. The righty junior stands in. He's the designated hitter today, as he has been all series. A medium lead for Godfrey at first, and they'll throw back. Just an easy throw from Curtis. He has a better move on an actual pickoff attempt. That's just a message over there to Godfrey that he's got his eye on it. Godfrey again finds his lead. Curtis comes set, and they'll throw back over to him. Godfrey back in easily. You will see some pitchers who will throw over to first with their best pickoff move every single time. Curtis, not that guy. We've only seen the real one once or twice, and he's thrown over probably six or seven times now. This time he'll deliver to the plate, swung on and hit well, but foul down the right field line and out of play for strike one. Campbell batted just .221 last year as a sophomore. Started just over half of the games he played. Is taking in a much bigger role this year. The designated hitter, and so far has been the cleanup hitter in this Cardinal lineup. Another throw over from Curtis to first. Has Godfrey back in safely. With two outs, that runner on first always a threat to steal. Curtis peers in. Finally, as his sign comes set, a quick leg kick and a fire runner going. Pitch out. They'll throw down to second, and Godfrey's in there as the ball got past Ford over there at second base. He was covering, and so Godfrey is in with the steal. It was either a pitch out or a fastball that was up and away. Tough to tell. Either way, it went for a ball, and really everything you could have asked for, a ball up and away for the catcher to throw down there. And McNabb's throw was on the money, but not with enough velocity. And Godfrey got a very good jump and took second. And now a runner in scoring position for the Cardinals. 1-1 count, two outs to Campbell, top of the fourth. The pitch inside for ball two. On deck stands T.J. Weir. It was 2-for-3 in game number one. He was hitless yesterday. Did score a run, though, on a walk. The 2-1 coming from Curtis, and the pitch. Swing and a looper into right field. That ball will drop. Coming in is Ellison. They're going to send Godfrey home. The throw to the plate is high, and Godfrey is in safe. The tag not in time, and the Cardinals manufacture their first run of the game on a Cody Campbell looping liner into right field. Ellison, a throw just up the baseline, and that was just enough as Sean Godfrey came in and slid under the tag, and Ball State has taken a 1-0 lead. And that has to really have head coach Rich Maloney smiling, as Middle Tennessee has now had three guys in scoring position and five total on base in the first three innings, but they've not scored any of them. The Cardinals have had two base runners and only one in scoring position, but they've manufactured that run. Coach Maloney talks about small ball and how important it is to him and his club, especially early on here. With cold temperatures, now the wind has completely come to a halt, but it's been pretty consistently blowing in the whole day. As we have a pitching meeting at the mound, the coaches involved, it's the second baseman, the catcher, and the pitcher, and head plate umpire Manny Gonzalez comes out to break it up. He says that's been long enough. So now a runner on first, two outs, and the Cardinals have struck first here in the top of the fourth. on a gritty Cody Campbell single, and he keeps his streak alive. He's now 3-for-3 when Godfrey gets a single in front of him. Curtis comes set, the lefty fires. Misses high for ball one, and that's a consistent call. You got to give Gonzalez credit. That pitch looks like a strike around the top of the zone down the middle, but he's called it a ball every single time. Any coach will tell you, they don't really care what the strike zone is. They just want you to be consistent, and Gonzalez has. The 1-0 from Curtis, a curveball, and that misses high as well. That's another perfect example of that call that Gonzalez is not giving to the pitcher today, and the count is 2-0. Yesterday with Jeff Ride at the plate, that's probably a strike. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a foul ball straight back as Weir gets his first strike. The count is 2-1. Weir struck out swinging in his first at-bat in the second. This inning started off about as bad as you can imagine. Wes Winkle, strikeout looking. Ryan Spalding, strikeout looking. Now they have a run and still threatening. That ball is hit well into deep left field. On the move is Haggard. He turns his back to the wall, and that ball is way out of here. A deep home run from T.J. Weir makes it all the way over the victory champions board out there in left field, which is probably 20 feet higher than the wall. It's a home run no matter what if you hit it on that wall as it stands behind the left field fence. But he hit it over there, and an absolute bomb from T.J. Weir has put the Cardinals up 3-0.